So let's call the regular town council meeting to order for December 11th, 2023. Call to order. Please join me in a pledge of allegiance, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our military.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilor Karen is absent. Councilor Dashwood?
Here.
Councilor Lathrop?
Here.
Councilor May?
Here.
Councilor Sebelia?
Here.
Councilor Sutherland?
Here.
Present.
Okay, there's no special recognitions or presentations tonight. Alterations to the agenda.
Motion to remove item 7 from the agenda.
7A?
7A.
Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Okay.
All right. Any discussion? All right. Any other alterations to the agenda? Go ahead. All in favor to remove 7A executive session, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. And there are 6 in favor and 1 opposed. All right. Since we didn't complete one more person to interview, we will need a executive session to interview Florence Turner. So,
I'll entertain a motion. We go into executive session to interview Flo Turner
For the Montbell. It's for the Parks and Rec Commission.
Parks and Rec.
I'll just read it. Consider an act of motion in an executive session purpose of interviewing a candidate for the Parks and Rec Commission. Discussions to include members of the town council and Mayor Leonard Bunnell Jr.
So moved.
Senior.
Senior?
Second.
Gotcha.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We will return here shortly.
Yeah, yeah.
At least I don't fall on my face.
Okay, out of executive session at 7:15. No votes were taken. Vote to go on. All in favor of exiting out of executive session?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. All right. Revisions agenda. We did that already. Consider an act of motion to approve the organizational meeting minutes of November 13th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Unanimous. I already did the executive session, so I missed over that one. So, item 8, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with the 3-minute time limit. And we'll do one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with the 3-minute time limit. All right. Communication, copy of the November 2023 financial reports from Finance Director Barbara Griffin, copy of the legal bills from Sussman and Shapiro for the month of October 2023, copy of the legal bills from Helleron and Sage for the month of October 2023, and copy of the letter regarding holly bush pruning best practices forwarded from Ellen discharges. Did everyone receive those?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Reports from the town attorney on matters referred. Mayor, do we have anything?
No, just the billing is in your packet.
All right. Remarks from the mayor and our administrative department heads, including matters referred. Mayor?
No report on that. Well, no, let me say, I do have some things that I misconstrued that. I had a busy first month, a very, very busy first month. I met twice with the OPM group, meetings on the state representatives on tax exemption for the non-tribal personnel and the property house tax bill of 5474. A lot of pros and cons are surrounding that issue. I attended numerous meetings and commission meetings, the planning and zoning, the COG, SEAT, Public Safety Commission, and SCARA. I had initial department head meetings with most of my department heads, and I'm making my rounds to try to get with each one of them. Public Works Director, Chief Blanchett from the Police Department, Fire Marshal, Finance Director, Senior Citizens Director, the four fire chiefs, the DOC inmates that control the work details from the DOC, Tax Collector, Youth Services Director, and WPCA Superintendent. So that's just an example of, it's been a very, very busy first month. I sat in an interview for the WPCA Treatment Operator, the Deputy Fire Marshal, and three interviews with firefighter applicants. Unfortunately received a letter of resignation from the Land Use Director, Liz Burdick. We all wish her the best, and we know she's doing what is right for her future and her career. We've already posted for that opening. Participated in the Thanksgiving holiday basket giveaway with 300 turkeys, fixings, and many thanks to Kathy Doherty Peck and her family, sister, husband, daughter, nieces, mother, all responsible for having another successful Thanksgiving giveaway packages. I want to give a special thanks to Sergeant Stewart and Officer Cuckle from the Montville Police Department for their help in handing out those baskets. They could have just done their job by directing traffic, but they chose to actually hand out the gifts and to help us haul them in and out. They did a great job. They talk about going above and beyond with something simple, but it meant a lot. We delivered 65 baskets to elderly housing that were homebound. And on November 22nd, I assisted in delivering 114 holiday baskets to deserving needy citizens. Set in on the animal control facility bid openings, which there'll be more coming on that. And I attended several holiday gatherings, senior citizens holiday lunch, and the Raymond Library meeting of the Grinch and meeting of Santa Claus. I also reinstated the monthly department head meetings, which are going to prove to be very beneficial in getting everybody together. So it has been a busy, busy month. Thank you.
Any questions for the mayor? All right. I believe we have a few department heads.
First, I want to say thank you to the mayor and to all the counselors that have reached out to me and wish me well. I was fortunate to be offered a position as Director of Municipal Services for the Southeastern Connecticut Council of Governments. I'll still be working for Montville on a regional level. I'm going to be spending the next couple of weeks getting my office in order, and I have advised the mayor that, you know, I'll be available as needed for questions if something comes up that nobody else can answer. So I just want to let everybody know that. Thank you for allowing me to serve in Tom Montville. It's been a good couple of years as Director of the Land Use Department. I think I've left the department with excellent, hardworking staff. And once you have a new captain at the ship, I think everything's going to run nice and smooth. So thank you for having me. I just want to give you a quick report as to what's going on with the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Right now, the Planning and Zoning Commission is updating the Plan of Conservation and Development and the Affordable Housing Plan with new census data. So the Plan of Conservation and Development was updated in 2022. The state requires that it be updated every 10 years. If you don't, you could lose discretionary funding from the state, grants and whatnot. What I wanted to do was do updates every few years. So instead of waiting until the 9th year and the 11th hour, you know, the 10th year and the 11th hour, I wanted to do updates. So we're starting with the new census information. When we updated it last time, we did not have that. By doing so, that'll start the clock up again the next 10 years. And you can go in and you can update it every couple of years, every 5 years. I recommend every, at least every 5 years, so that you're not pulling your hair out trying to get it done in time or having to request an extension from OPM. So we're doing that. The Affordable Housing Plan has to be updated every 5 years. We approved that in 2022 as well. Once that approved, that 5 year clock will start over again too. So I have those things that are in process. The other thing is the Planning and Zoning Commission is looking at the implementation review of community conservation development. So there's goals and there's priority list, priority one, priority two, and so on. And there are goals that not just the planning and zoning can do, but other departments in town can do to meet the goals of PSCD. So we're going to be reviewing that tomorrow night. Our meeting's tomorrow because of the holidays. It's not the last Tuesday of the month. The other thing the Planning and Zoning Commission is doing right now is they're looking, they're having a special meeting in January, the second Tuesday of January, for, I think it's the second Tuesday, don't hold me to that. And they're going to be reviewing cannabis regulations. As you know, previously I had sent all of you those regulations, but now that you have a new council, I'll put it on my list to send it to everybody. If you have any comments, this is just going to be a discussion. This isn't a hearing, it's not an application. So if you have any comments, you know, come to the meeting, provide comments ahead of time, ahead of the January meeting, and the commission will discuss your comments. A couple of things. Bob Santi, our EDC consultant, he's our consultant at STAS, the Economic Development Commission, is helping them with some of their small programs that promote small business, has interviewed a lot of sort of key people in town. He interviewed the mayor, interviewed some large property owners, commissioners, town councilors, and he's going to be putting together a report. He wants to do sort of an open house at an EPC meeting. All of you will be invited to that. And basically, he's going to put together a report as to what all, you know, all the information that he's gathered from all the different people. The other thing is I've requested that an agenda item be added to your January 6th meeting. So former Mayor McDaniel and I met with Gilman in York. And Gilman in York is a big sort of development company. And they approached us about, you know, development in Montville. And one thing that came out of our meeting was that it would be important for the town council to know how they can partner with individual developers to maybe provide them with sort of tax assessment, fixed tax assessment, some sort of abatement, whatnot. So what I asked them to do, I've already contracted with them. They're going to come to a meeting on January 8th, and they're going to provide the council and anybody, members of the public, with education on current market analysis and how you can partner with, you know, a developer. So let's say a developer comes in. So, you know, what I heard during my time here was if we do an abatement for one, we have to do it for all, right? But no, I don't think that's true. So I think what Goldman and York could do, and you could hire them as an on-call services like the town engineer, what they could do is if the developer comes to you and says, you know, hey, I'm going to do this development and this development, you could refer them to Goldman and York, who would analyze their development and make recommendations to this council as to what you can do to partner with these developers to get good, bigger development into town. So that's going to be on January 8th. I plan on coming to that meeting, you know, even though I won't be officially working there anymore. I think it's going to be a really good educational and eye-opener for the counselors. And you can learn how to partner with developers in the future. So I know that the mayor sort of ran on the platform of good new development, and I think this is a good step forward to make that happen. The last thing is the dredging operation that was in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission at 125 Depot Road has been withdrawn at this time. So rumors of the dredging operation are now gone. The application they submitted us did not match what the permit they got from Deep Solid Waste was, and until such time as that is all worked out, we can't approve a development that Deep Solid Waste didn't approve. So the applicant is working with Deep still. You may see another one towards the end of next summer. The dredging season is October 1st to February. So at this point, their season is pretty much over anyway. So I just wanted to bring you up to speed on that. I know that a lot of the things down at Depot Road have been a bit controversial. If I may, I do have two items on the agenda, and I'd be happy to, if it's okay with you, I want to address them now. But I'm going to get back up. So the first one is the approval of an additional $1,450 to be paid to Silver Petrocelli Architects for geotechnical work for the proposed animal shelter. So, geotechnical work was included in the original, it was an add-up figure, in the original contract. But until the town engineer met with Silver Petrocelli and the engineer, they couldn't know what type of stormwater, where they wanted the stormwater to be retained. The town engineer wanted it to be retained in the area where this building would be, so that required further geotechnical than was originally anticipated. So this is a $1,450 fee that would be paid to Silver Petrocelli to pay the consultants. I gave you all a copy of the geotechnical report. So I would encourage you to approve that just because there was no way of knowing what type of work we would need at the beginning of this project. The other thing on the agenda that I would ask that you approve is to authorize the town of Montville to apply to the State of Connecticut Community Investment Fund Round 4 for funding for a new animal control shelter. So Round 4 has been submitted. There's a notice of funding availability. I did apply for this grant in January of 2023 at the request of the former town council. It was not awarded at that time, but you know, try again. So that's due next Friday. I've been working with the DPCB people from the Community Investment Fund Department, and hopefully I'll have everything in actually this Friday. So I hope to have it buttoned up tomorrow. I've gotten letters and other things, and we're going to go from there. Other than that, I don't have any other comments. Does anyone have any questions for me? I can tell you we have some nice development that I think is coming down the road, some multifamily housing, possibly a new grocery store, and you know, perhaps a new a retail chain that may offer coffee. It's not another Dunkin' Donuts.
That's
always the question.
What's going on Old Colchester Road? There's a little bit of clearing right along the road. Is that a development, or is that what's going on there?
So there's two developments going on Old Colchester Road. Directly across from the 55 and older development, there's a three-lot subdivision that was approved within the past year. They are clearing trees to, you know, start that development. Those milers have been filed on the land records. They're lots. On the other side, a little bit further down the road, there's an eight-lot subdivision. Eight lots. And that's going to be, they're working on the milar plans now and getting permission to cut trees. They can't start burning a bulldozer and disturbing the soil, but we did get him permission to go in there because it's the same owner, and he was cutting trees up the street. Any other questions about the stuff you're seeing?
Yeah, I have a question. Item 16D, the grant that we're going to apply for, that we already applied for, that the state said we didn't get because... that project didn't fit what they said this was for. Is that correct?
Well, they actually never responded because they didn't care for the thing. So I don't have anything in writing saying that, but I'm working with CIF to sort of put a new application together to hopefully that can be approved by the State Bond Commission. Now, there's a State Bond Commission requesting for funds for the animal shelter as well. The State Bond Commission approves both of those requests, CIF request and the Director of the Bond Commission. They come from two pots of money. So the community, they can be applied for at the same time. You can submit a request to the State Bond Commission for their funding, and you can submit an application for community investment funds for funding under that program.
So we still have the iron in the fire from the previous one, and then we're applying for this,
yes.
Right? So we're getting two bites at the apple.
As far as I know.
Okay.
There was a state bond request submitted on September 27th by the Animal Control Officer and former Chairman Tom McNally. It was sponsored by Holly Cheeseman, Kathy Austin, and I think Captain McCarty. Where that is, I don't know. I wasn't part of that. I didn't submit it. I was just made aware of it because my name was put down as the contact name.
And so we should know something on that? On Friday, you said?
I don't know. So the State Bond Commission was supposed to meet on the 1st, and then it was supposed to be canceled, and then they were supposed to meet on the 8th, and they are meeting on the 15th. I don't know that that is on that agenda. I don't know if the mayor can provide me with any more information, but I looked at the agenda. I didn't see anything specific to Mako. Now, whether or not those requests are buried in some other State Department's requests, I'm not positive. But there is a meeting on the 15th. I don't know if they'll address the September request or not.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Liz, I just want to say thank you very much for all your work. Everything I've in your office where you've been very informative, helping us out, and you know, great job.
Thank you.
Definitely going to be missed, and I know you're not too far away, but you know. It's great having you here. So.
Yeah, don't make me get teary up again, but I will miss everybody here. You know, as you know, before I was director, I worked here before as zoning and wetlands official. So it wasn't just a quick 2-year stint, it was, but I had a history here before, and I've always enjoyed the town of Montville and all the people in it. Sometimes they make my head hurt. Not you guys. our department's not always popular, you know, because it's zoning and permitting and all that, but on a whole, Montville has been an excellent town to work with, and you know, I hope that you get somebody good to replace me.
Thank you.
All set?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't know me. I'm Barbara Griffin, the Director of Finance, and some things that I want to bring up tonight. As the mayor mentioned, we did have a bid opening for the animal shelter, and there were 7 bids. They ranged from low of about 2.1 to high of about 3.3. And this project is just a little complicated by the fact that right now the only funding source is ARPA money. There was $800,000 of ARPA set aside. The architect that Liz mentioned, Silver Petricelli, they've used just over $100,000, so we're down to just under $700,000. The going out to bid was kind of predicated on the hope that there would be grant money available. And as Liz mentioned, the source that they were looking toward was something the Tom McNally and the ACO applied for, thought it would information would be available this past week, may or may not be available this week. But just to be clear, other than the ARPA money, there is no other money. There was no other appropriation. The hope was that if 1.5 became available through a grant, that would be added to the 700 remaining, and they were hoping a bid would come in at or under 2.2. A bid did come in under 2.2, but the three lowest bids per LIS have been sent to the architects to review, just to make sure that lowest one would in fact be able to do the job. Right now, whole thing is on hold. If grant money doesn't become available, then it's kind of back to the drawing board in terms of whether other money should be sought, whether plans should be reviewed, scaled back. It's just something down the line. Yes?
What were the three lowest bids?
Yeah, the three lowest bids, SRC Construction Services, what, names and amounts?
No, just amounts.
Just amounts, yeah, okay. 2.132. The next one, 2.687. And the next one, 2.827.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that that is it for that, unless anybody else has any questions. Okay, the...
Liz had a comment she wanted to make on that.
Yeah. Oh, may I just quickly comment about the animal shelter and the bids? And you don't need to do the favor. So we received seven bids. Okay, the lowest bid was $2,136,986. The next highest bid was $2,687,000. Okay. What happens with these bids are then sent to our consultant and he vets them. My original concern was and still is how can the lowest and the next lowest be off by $500,000? So we sent those off to Silver Petrocelli. They are vetting the lowest bidder tomorrow. I think they started the process this afternoon. If they don't feel that, what they do is they check references, they check, you know, what kind of projects they do. And what they will do is they will go over the bid line item by line item to see what the disparity is. $500,000 is a big difference because the next six roll off by about $100,000 each, going up to $3.366 million. Okay, so that's where the project is right now. So we're in the process of doing that, and hopefully we will have that. I've asked the Silver Petrocelli to have that to me as soon as possible. This community investment fund grant that I'm applying for this Friday, having that $700,000 appropriated still for the animal control shelter is leverage. And the state wants to see that we have that leverage if they're going to give us another $2 million. Or $2.2 million. So I would like to encourage you, wherever you might move it, to keep it appropriated for that. Because if this doesn't fall through, there's other rounds and there's other funding that you may be able to apply for. But right now, I would ask that you leave it right where it is, because if I'm going to leverage this grant against that money and it's moved, then that could be a problem. So I just wanted to give you that information. Happy to answer any other questions. I've basically been the project manager on this project. We're working with Silver Petrocelli, getting referrals done, getting resolutions done, getting the site plan approved. So I have a lot of information in my head if you have any questions. But I would ask that you please leave the money somewhere appropriated for that for now.
All right, the other thing, just a comment on the auditors who are preparing our financial statements, auditing our books, preparing our financial statements, did request an extension, not uncommon. Extensions have to be, well, those of you new to the process, we have an audit annually, the town's books, and it's not unusual for auditors to not be able to finish up by the December 31st timeline that the state sets out. So you have to do the extension 30 days before December 31st, and extensions are granted in one-month increments. So now we're out to January 31st. For those of you new to this process, this is what the financial statements look like. This is what the auditors are preparing. It's like it would be for a company. You've got balance sheet, income statement, other information about us. This is online. There are also copies in my office if anybody's interested in looking at that. Other thing I'm going to mention is budgeting is coming up. I've been sending out budget worksheets to all departments. I have some coming back in December, some coming back the end of January. I'll be putting together, compiling everything that comes back, trying to get it to the mayor beginning of February so he can start looking at it, because he eventually will be presenting his budget to the council. And February, March gives both the mayor and finance committee an opportunity to go over the input and make their comments. And again, for those of you new to the town council, this is what the budget book looks like. And again, it's online. You get it from my office or just go online. Just have budgets for all the departments. And that's something you'll be looking at toward the end of the year, voting on at the very end of the year. And let me see if I have. Oh, lastly, on the agenda tonight, you noticed motion to issue an RFP for attorney services. This is a two-year RFP. It's up for renewal. If you decide that you do want to go out with an RFP, the next thing would be for me to advertise this in the paper, set a bid opening date, and then bring results back to you at either your next meeting or a special meeting, so you can vote on that. And that is what I have for tonight. Any questions? Yes.
Barbara, I'm hearing about some issues with the fire department overtime calculations. With the FLSA thing, how their overtime was calculated wrong, and we have to
overtime was calculated wrong? No, I did not hear that.
You haven't heard anything? Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll have to check on that. No. Is that happening more than once? Or?
That's what I was under the impression, that this was an issue with the fire department and all their back overtime pay had to be looked into and rectified. Maybe they weren't being paid at the appropriate rate.
Let's see now. Are you talking the retro pay out of the finalized contract or ongoing OT? Because I've not heard anything about either issue.
No.
But I do know there had to be a lot of calculations going into doing that retro for the years that the contract was not ratified.
Okay, maybe that's what they're referring to.
Okay, I will definitely look into it.
Okay.
No, I mean, they haven't said anything to me. Nobody has come to me and said anything. So perhaps they're just going back and trying to get clarification from the payroll accountant. But this is the first I've heard of it.
But that's not you? Payroll accountant's not you? or no?
Well, no, there's a payroll accountant who works in the finance office.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't do payroll.
Maybe they're in talks.
Yeah, and I don't. I don't do the retro pay. The only thing I do verify is when a contract is ratified. Oftentimes what will go in is like percents, and then we have to convert the percents to a wage, you know, or a pay rate. And I am a second set of eyes on that calculation, yes.
Okay.
So I will look into it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
See,
we have a couple other department heads in the audience. Does anybody else want to speak? All right. Moving on, reports from standing committees. Town administration rules of procedure.
I'll report. Right.
Finance. We've had two meetings. Very productive, getting everybody up to speed on the budget and the process, and it's really just trying to get everybody looking at different aspects of the finance and how we do our job. So it was a very good, productive meeting. And so, public works, solid waste disposal. Mr. Karen, or Councilor Karen's not here tonight.
We had an organizational meeting, electing a chair and choosing our dates for our meetings.
Yeah, you know, kind of touched upon bringing ourselves up to speed with everything that's going on. And I think he said the next meeting we're really going to dig into some stuff. But, you know, it's kind of new for all of us, so there's a large learning curve.
Understood. Yeah, it's going on. All right, reports from special committees and liaison counselors. Councilor Karen is not here. Commission on Aging Nonprofit. Social Services and Voluntary Relief Fund. Councilor Joskowitz.
No report on both of them, because what happened last month was they were advanced to the second week on a Tuesday, and I just planned missed the meeting. I'll get back on track after this.
And planning and zoning?
Same thing. Tomorrow night's their meeting.
Just a note, we've all been given the Board of Ed teacher's contract. And as to date, three people have met with the superintendent to discover it. So I encourage everyone to meet with her if you have any questions. December 20th is the deadline if we're going to act on it. I see no reason to act on it. It's one of those things, if we agree with it, we can just let it roll right into the 20th. But if you guys find something that you need to discuss, we can certainly have a special meeting. But I would recommend everyone reach out to the superintendent and discuss with her if you have any issues about the contract. All right? So moving on, Councilor Lathrop, Economic Development Commission and Water Pollution Control Authority.
Economic Development Commission, kind of a meet and greet, getting to meet everybody, bringing everybody up to speed, what they were working on, what they were looking forward to. I struggled with the gentleman's last name. Mr. Satty was talking about, you know, he's going to be working through, talking to some people, kind of seeing what we would want to do with the town, where we want to go. Liz, you touched upon that tonight, and you're going to be a huge loss to this town. I hope we can find someone nearly as good as you to replace you. But, you know, there's a lot of hope for the town of Montville. There's some abandoned buildings that we're talking, you know, about and looking to find who the owners are, kind of touch a base with them and saying, hey, the building's been sitting, it's not doing anything, let's kind of get something moving here. You know, maybe they're holding on to it for promotional reasons, whatever the reasons are, but, you know, getting someone in the building, even if they rent it out, would be a good thing. Then with the WPCA, I was honored to be back there. We talked about the Cook Hill Water Tower is proceeding along nicely. They're going to be doing a groundbreaking on that. They're going to get that scheduled. We'll have more information on that coming up. They're going to be putting a sign out for the WPCA up on that project as well. And then there's a couple other projects they're looking into on the digestion of the solid waste that comes out. All in the exploratory portions right now, but they're pretty cool projects coming up, and I look forward to getting into them.
So on the economic development, what is the, there's a date that Ms. Burdick mentioned about us coming to your meeting to look at something, and then there's a January 8th town council meeting that they're going to do. So what is the date? Maybe give us an email later if that's something we need to attend.
Yeah, I didn't catch that date, and I haven't seen anything about that. You had a... Yes, please.
They've set an exact date yet.
Okay.
So I believe they want to have towards the end of January. So we'll find out more. I think the meeting is Monday night. Their EDC meeting is Monday night. So if we get more information for them, I don't think there's a date in stone yet.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilor Sebelia, Conservation Commission and Public Safety Commission, Youth Service Bureau.
All right. Conservation Commission, I met with them last week. They elected a new chairman and vice chair to replace my vacancy. If you haven't gone down to the Conservation Center, there's done a ton of work there, so I encourage you to go check it out, take a hike there. Public Safety Commission, I attended my first meeting. The police department's now at full staff. They just had a few officers complete their field training, so that was good to hear. They also received a couple letters from the community recognizing Officer Smith, DiColello, DeSimone on an accident response, and Officer Hughes and Fazzino were commended for helping someone find their missing granddaughter, so it's always nice to hear good news from our police department, so thank you to them. Youth Service Bureau, they're collecting gift cards right now till Wednesday. They're giving them out as gifts to like 12 to 18-year-olds, so they said, you know, Dunkin' Donuts, Walmart, things like that, $5, $10 gift cards, so that'd be cool if you could help out. Anything else? Oh, they're going to be observing the 11th anniversary of the Sandy Hook tragedy, December 14th. They encourage you to wear green. That's really all I got. Oh, their annual holiday social / ugly sweater contest is Friday, December 22nd. And that's all I got.
Thank you. Council Southern, Farmers Market Committee, Library Committee, and Parks and Rec Committee.
no report for Farmers Market Committee. That won't start back up until January or February. I have no report for Library Committee because I was elected and was not able to attend their meeting. However, I am meeting with Director Carrie Wall one day next week to just go over some things. And Parks and Recreation was mostly business as usual about the parks and the recreation program. Some things that did come up were, when will the dance room be completed? As some of you know, they are putting in a new floor, taking a wall down. They've been working on that. And also the repaving of the basketball courts and putting in a new park at the Chardon's Park, replacing some of the equipment with more modern equipment.
Did they have their organizational meeting? Do they have a new chair, vice chair?
Since they do that in January anyways, they were just going to wait.
All right. Thank you. So, appointments and resignations. Consider an act on a motion to accept the resignation of Kate Johnson from the Gardner Lake Authority, effective January 1st, 2024.
So move.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? I've known Kate Johnson for 20 years, and she's a valued person on that the Gardner Lake Authority, so she's sorely missed. So we need to look for somebody to fill her spot. But with that, I'd like... roll call vote, or all in favor to accept the resignation of Kate Johnson, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? There you go. Consider an act of motion to appoint alternate member
Serge
Felix to vacancy as a full member of the Economic Development Commission with a term to expire on January 11th, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia?
Favor.
Councilor
Sutherland?
Favor.
Councilor
Eupnik? Favor. Favor. So that is 6-0 in favor. Consider an act of motion to reappoint Sean Furlow as alternate member of the Board of Assessment Appeals with a term to expire November 13th, 2027.
So move.
Second.
Okay. All right, any discussion? Okay. Roll call, please.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia?
Favor.
Councilor Sullivan?
Favor.
Councilor
Eastick? Favor.
Councilor May?
Favor. That is 6-0 in favor. Consider act a motion to reappoint Arthur Montessori as an alternate member of the Zoning Board of Appeals with the term to expire November 13th, 2027.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia?
Favor.
Councilor Sullivan?
Favor.
Councilor
Eastick? Favor.
Councilor May?
Favor. Everyone may want to speak up a little louder because we're being recorded, so we may make sure we get it onto the microphone. So, consider an act of motion to waive the waiting period for appointments rule 14C of the Town Council Rules of Procedure for the Conservation Commission, Montville Housing Authority, and Parks and Rec Commission.
So move.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia?
Favor.
Councilor Sullivan?
Favor.
Councilor Eastick?
Favor.
Councilor May?
Favor. 6-0 in favor. To consider an act on a motion to appoint Adam Heckel to fill the vacancy as a full member of the Conservation Commission with a term to expire on May 10th, 2025.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia?
Favor.
Councilor Sullivan?
Favor.
Councilor Eastick?
Favor.
Councilor May?
Favor. 6-0 in favor. To consider an act on a motion to appoint Kerry Wall to fill a vacancy as an alternate member of the Conservation Commission with a term to expire on June 11th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia?
Favor.
Councilor Sullivan?
Favor.
Councilor Eastick?
Favor.
Councilor May?
Favor. 6-0. Favor. On this one, to consider an act on a motion to nominate and appoint one of the following candidates to fill a vacancy as a member of the Montville Housing Authority with a term to expire on April 30th, 2027. Kathleen Doherty Peck or Alfred Mandler?
So move.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I have something. Earlier we heard from Shirley from the Housing Authority who came up here and spoke, and she said her opinion doesn't matter, but I think your opinion matters greatly, and I appreciate you coming up here and imparting your words to us. Thank you.
Thank you. For this vote, when Agnes calls your name, you will say one of the two names that are listed here as your person you would like to be on the Housing Authority. So any questions to that?
Roll call. Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Peck.
Councilor Lathrop?
Mandler.
Councilor Sebelia?
Peck.
Councilor Sluther?
Peck.
Councilor Eastick?
Mandler.
Councilor May?
Peck. So the vote is 4-2. Kathy Peck is on the Housing Authority. Consider an act on a motion to accept the resignation of Kevin Klein from the Parks and Rec Commission, effective immediately.
Don't move.
Second.
Okay. This can go a little faster. It'll be a long night. All right. Any discussion? Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia?
Favor.
Councilor Sluther?
Favor.
Councilor Eastick?
Favor.
Councilor May?
Favor. To consider an act on a motion to nominate and appoint one of the following candidates to fill a vacancy as a member of the Parks and Rec Commission with a term to expire on May 11th, 2027. William Barlow, John Palekas, Jeffrey Rogers, Florence Turner. With this one, it's the same thing. You will state the name of the person you wish to be on there. keep in mind there's another vote for the same, another position in the same commission. So, roll call, please.
Motion? So move.
Second.
Any discussion?
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
William Bauer.
Councilor Lathrop?
Plakis.
Councilor Sebelia?
Barlow.
Councilor Silver?
Barlow.
Councilor Euclid?
Turner.
Councilor May?
Barlow. So that's 4-1-1. So Mr. Barlow is on the Parks and Rec Commission. The second item K, consider an act on a motion to nominate and appoint one of the following candidates to fill a vacancy as a member of the Parks and Rec Commission with a term to expire on October 12th, 2020. Mr. Barlow's name will be taken off that list. John Plikas, Jeffrey Rogers, and Florence Turner.
October 12th, 2027. You said 2020.
Did I say that?
Yes,
I'm
you
sorry.
Did.
Thank you very much.
That's
October 12th, 2027. Do I have a motion?
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? Once again, you'll just say the name of the person you wish to be on the Parks and Rec Commission. So, roll call.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
John Plikas.
Councilor Lathrop?
Flo.
Councilor Sebelia?
Plikas.
Councilor Silver?
Plikas.
Councilor Euclid?
Turner.
Councilor May?
Plikas. So that is 4-2. Mr. Plikas is on the Parks and Rec Commission. Unfinished business, we have none. New business, the town of Montbell hereby resolved to refund taxes due to overpayments and corrections in the amount of $3,057.67 as requested by the tax collector.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia?
Favor.
Councilor Sutter?
Favor.
Favor.
Six to zero in favor. Consider an act on a motion to issue a request for proposals for the town attorney.
So moved.
Second.
Right. Any discussion? Right. Roll call, please.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia?
Favor.
Councilor Silver?
Favor.
Councilor Euclid?
Favor.
Councilor May?
Favor. 6-0 in favor. 16C, the town of Montbell hereby resolves to approve an additional allocation of $1,450 to be paid to Silver Petroselli Architects for geotechnical work for the proposed animal shelter.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor Jaskiewicz.
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop.
Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
Councilor Slaughter?
Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. 6-0 in favor. Item 16D, the town of Montbell hereby resolves to authorize the town of Montbell to apply to the State of Connecticut Community Investment Fund, Round 4, for funding for the new animal control facility.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor Jaskiewicz.
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop.
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia.
Favor.
Councilor Sutter.
Favor.
Councilor Euclid.
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor. All right. 16E, the town of Montbell hereby resolves to approve the 2023 holiday bonuses for the town employees on Schedule A.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion?
There's no change for me. I'm just new back on this. Is there from the last year?
There's no change.
No change.
It's contractual.
Thank you.
All right. Any more discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor Jaskiewicz.
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop.
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia.
Favor.
Councilor Slaughter.
Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor. 6-0 in favor. Okay, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Yes.
Good Good evening, everyone. Lisa Terry, 82 E. Pyers Drive, Oakdale. And what I'd like to talk about tonight is transparency. And transparency is very important to me as a resident in this town. Transparency in a legislative body is crucial for accountability, public trust, and informed decision-making. It allows citizens to understand the legislative process, track actions of their elected leaders, and hold them accountable for their decisions. This openness fosters a democratic society where citizens can actively participate and make informed choices about their governance. And why I bring this up is because we had a little agenda issue this morning under presentations. And my big issue with that was the person that was going to present should have been listed under this item, or I would have not have made any issue over that. You can't just say presentations. Well, who? Who is that for? You have to tell the public who your presenter is. You have to tell the public what they're presenting. And you didn't do that. So you wanted the presenter to come up here tonight and present something that most of you already know. But none of these people know. I know I'm on the Board of Ed. So I'm not trying to be a troublemaker. I'm just trying to be as transparent as possible and keep you guys out of trouble. And I did reach out to the Freedom of Information, and at 6 o'clock, the director called me back and said, yes, in fact, the presenter's name should be on the agenda. So if the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts come to this meeting, that should be listed. So if I want to listen to what the Boy Scouts have to say, I can make that decision to leave my home and do that. Another point of order I had is with the appointment of Flo Turner. There is no agenda item for that. That special meeting did not roll over into this meeting. This is a new meeting. After altercations to the agenda, someone should have made a motion to add executive session to interview Flo Turner. That would have been legal. But that's history now. That doesn't mean a lot. But we have rules, Robert's Rules of Order, and we have Freedom of Information. Please don't roll your eyes. I know what I'm talking about. The Schedule A that is on the agenda tonight for the holiday bonuses, is that here at the meeting? Is that here at the meeting? The Schedule A, is that here at the meeting? Yes or no? I just want to know.
What was the question you said?
The Schedule A for the bonuses, is that here at the meeting?
If I
wanted to go pick it up before the meeting and go, oh, what does Schedule A mean? Could I get that?
Yeah.
Where is it?
In the packet.
Is it in the packet? Okay. So it's really important that you provide these documents to the public, I feel, in advance of the meeting. And what we used to do is we had a file of all the documents that you guys were going to vote on, just in case the public wanted to see them in advance. Because sometimes they don't know what they say, so they don't know if they should come to the meeting because they don't know what they are. They should have some sort of, they should be able to get them in advance. And they definitely should be here. So if I walk in, I can grab one. Just another thing, Section 401 of the town charter says the town attorney shall be appointed not later than 2 months, and that's not 2 months in one day. So you don't have a lot of time to do that. The election is over, and I'm really just here to help, and I want us to all succeed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
Gary Murphy, 55 F Laurel Point Drive. Is there something that we could do about this microphone here or those speakers? Because everything that Ms. Terry just said, I can't hear it back there. So, and this has been something that's been talked about for years about getting this microphone system working so that the people in the audience can hear without having to yell into this mic. But it's not good. And the other thing is, maybe we can consider down the road, also, and I know there's been some contention about this before, is why can't we have these meetings videotaped or presented live? I mean, they do it in East Lyme, they do it in Waterford, that anything that takes place in this chamber, no matter what kind of meeting they have, if it takes place in this chamber, it's on live TV. You go to the Montville TV site and all you find is this colored screen with all these lines going through it. There's nothing on the Montville site. Everybody else has got public TV or whatever it is that they use, except for the town of Montville. I think any meeting that goes on in here could easily, if it had a nice speaker system, the public could sit at home and watch these meetings and understand what's going on in our town, the hard work all you guys are doing here, and ladies. All right? Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
That's been talked about many times.
All right. One more time, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. All right. Remarks from the councilors. Mr. Councilor Yutnick.
All right. I want to say to Liz Burdick that this town does not know how much it's going to miss you until after you leave. You have been a great asset, and I appreciate everything you've done for us. I understand why you're leaving. I get it, but we're going to miss you, and I'm sad to see you go. And everybody have a Merry Christmas. That's all I have.
Liz, to piggyback on that, I was once told that you should never be upset about someone going to a job that betters their future. So I'm not upset that you're leaving, but I'm upset that you're leaving. on a side note, it's nice to see a lot of faces out in the audience. Anytime somebody complains about anything in the town, I always say look forward to seeing the next town meeting. So it's nice to see some faces out there, because if you have a voice, that influences us, because we're here to represent you.
Just piggyback on that. Thank you, Liz. You've been awesome. Good luck in the future. Thanks for everyone for coming. I also want to remind everyone there's a referendum tomorrow. Go out and vote. It's on the town website if you need more information. It's your regular polling locations. So go out and vote. It's important for the town. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. That's it.
Councilor Jaskowitz.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Lisa Terry, I want to address your point. You're right. Normally, we do have it in the packet. We have our first meeting since we all got elected. I know the organizational one, but that has a lot in it. Gary, you brought up some good points. You're right. The speakers have been something we've talked about. And I got to be honest with you, I don't know what the heck, why we haven't addressed it. That's been going on for years. I know the taping was something that was talked about. It's just something that we got to look at. Liz, good luck to you, but I'm going to still bother you over there at COG. I can tell you that right now. And thank you very much, and Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a safe holiday.
Councilor Southern?
Liz, thank you for everything that you have done. Through Parks and Rec, I hear your name. Through Public Works, I hear your name. And I hear your name a lot out of Councilor Karen as well. He is by far your biggest fan. So thank you, congratulations, and I love to see people who better themselves. And happy holidays to everybody. Thank you.
Mayor?
I, too, am saddened to see Liz go. Was something I was counting on to be a bright spot in our efforts to attract development. It is what it is, and as my mother always said, when one door closes, another one opens, and we'll be looking to do even more. I regret to cancel the light parade from last weekend. It was just too unfortunate that we had two miserable rain days in a row. It could not be helped, and as we all saw, it was the right thing to do. And safety is the most important thing for everybody involved in that. The lighting of the tree will be on the 16th at 1800 hours, right out front here. That's next Saturday. I hope everybody can attend, and make up for some of what we lost. I want to wish everybody a happy holiday and a safe holiday. I also want to make comment regarding the appointment of Kathy Doherty Peck to our housing authority. She brings an awful lot to the table. The senior citizens trust her. And I think that she's going to be a true benefit to the problems that exist on the housing development. Also want to comment about December 14th being the Sandy Hook Remembrance at the Youth Services Building. And just want to comment about the videoing of council meetings. I don't know how many of you are aware of it, but Ledgerd videotapes theirs. And someone hacked into that meeting with something that was totally inappropriate and disgusting. It can be done, so there are downsides to videotaping town meetings. I do favor it, but there's a lot of firewalls we've got to put up, and it's not going to be something that's inexpensive, I'm sure. Happy holidays.
So I just want to say thank you, Lisa Terry, for pointing out a few things on the agenda. I did consult with the town clerk on adding the superintendent to presentation at the last minute, and that was to afford Ms. Palin to talk, and that was simply that. So it was told to me that it wasn't an issue, but it was good that we didn't have Ms. Palin here tonight in case it was. As far as the we did remove one item on the executive session, and we did add the other one on there as well for to interview Ms. Turner. We wanted to make sure we got that done tonight. So, but I will pay attention, and I do appreciate you pointing out those things, and I'll make sure I address those in the future. And I say congratulations to all the people that were appointed to boards and commissions. You know, it's a lot of work, but it's very, very fruitful and very good experience. And the town really appreciates all the volunteerism. And thank you for all the people that applied. And please keep applying, because it is an important job in our democracy, and we do need the volunteers to help. With that said, I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah. And with that, I would like a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. You guys have a good night.
I think it's fresh. It's moved along nicely. I got permission to teach your phone. You can take
my phone. Cool. Wasn't that too bad? So you were getting there?
Yeah, we're working our way right through this. Too bad.
About to fall. Hi, guys. How are you, sir?
Good.
I'm wonderful.